5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Overtime.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Overtime, your weekly source for all things Overwatch. I'm your host, Jacob Hujic, and with me today is Taylor Severn.
I've gotten to a point in my life where I'm really excited about pre-made sandwiches.
I've gotten to the point where I can tell you apart from Brandon.
That's a plus.
Evolution. It's great.
Does Brandon not get excited about pre-made sandwiches? Is that the thing that clicked right there?
Brandon, there is stories with Brandon involving sandwiches. But
he should be the one to tell them.
No, because he won't admit to them. There was a time period where Brandon, I love you. There was a time
period. By the way, Brandon's not here.
Brandon's not here today. Where Brandon would eat exclusively mustard sandwiches.
Anything else in there or just mustard?
As far as I could tell, it was just mustard. Mm. It may have just been a large quantity of mustard covering everything else, but there was also another time where at the beginning of grade 2, this is going way back, ladies and gentlemen, at the beginning of grade 2, Brandon had a nice sandwich for lunch. At the end of grade 2, we discovered that sandwich, which was now green, deep in the back of his desk.
Huh.
It was nasty. It was honestly one of the defining experiences of my life. I think that's when I became a clean freak.
It does explain a lot about you.
Mm-hmm. What's not explained is all the new Overwatch news that we've just gotten in the last week. After, I won't say dry because Doomfist came out, but other than Doomfist, it's just like, there's not much. But we got a couple more things to talk about today. The first of which is loot box drop rates. A couple weeks back, or I think almost a month, several months ago now? I can't remember. Anyways, a while back, Blizzard released the loot box drop rates in China because of a new Chinese law that basically said, hey, any randomized chance in a video game for getting some sort of digital good, you have to have the percentage of how often that'll come up. So they did that, and people were wondering, hey, I wonder, like, is this just the Chinese drop rates because it is a completely different market, or is this kind of around the world? It hasn't been confirmed now, but they have released these drop rates for South Korea, and they are identical to the Chinese market. So it's a pretty good indicator that they are the same across the world, but again, Asian market, specifically China and South Korea, are different from everywhere else, mainly because like South Koreans play a lot
by virtue of being different places.
No. South Korea, I almost said North Korea. South Korea's gaming scene is really centered around PC bongs, which are basically places where you go, you pay money, and then you have access to a computer. And on those systems, I believe they have every skin unlocked, if I remember correctly, depending on the place. So obviously that would really change up their loot box system if everything was unlocked. But regardless, if you guys are interested in those rates, Google them because I didn't put them in our notes.
Boom, get toasted.
In other news, Terry Crews, I know many people were upset that he was not actually the voice of the Doomfist we now know and love, but in an article in PC Gamer, he said people should not be upset that I'm, and that there will be something coming up down the line, says Terry Crews.
I'm still holding out hope for that the Doomfist will get an AI and he's the voice of AI.
He's the actual AI, the voice of the Fist.
Yeah.
That would be pretty great. I'm not gonna lie.
And then he's like,
power punch!
That's my Terry Crews impression.
Power!
Yeah.
Yeah. Old Spice and such. I wasn't terribly upset that he wasn't the voice of Doomfist, just because, especially seeing now the direction that they went with him as the voice, with how kind of over the top and silly his persona.
I think you're typecasting him.
Yeah, I am. Granted, I haven't seen him in much besides those kinds of roles where he is very over the top. I'm sure he could do it, but I think Blizzard Like, they had a very specific type of character they wanted to show. On top of that, they like casting smaller actors for the roles. Not physically smaller, I mean just in their popularity, because they're more available.
They have actors fight, but unlike the design decisions, the actor that loses is the voice actor.
Yeah, the physically weakest. It's because they know they can dominate them at that point.
They don't want their actors getting snippety.
Yeah, they don't want them to get uppity.
No, snippety. Uppity is fine.
Yeah, you can... Okay, Taylor, you can have snippety. I will have water to stand on. That's an inside joke. People, you don't have to get it. Right, so, but it looks like Terry Crews will have some role with potentially Doomfist, if not Overwatch. With Overwatch, if not Doomfist, rather. I would assume he's going to be one of the previous Doomfists. That's where I'm hedging my bets. But
I'm saying he could be anything, because, you know.
He could even be a fist. Literally anything.
Yeah.
What about you, Taylor? Were you upset about Terry Crews not being the Doomfist?
No, I like Terry Crews, but I'm not in like with him.
Great, good. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but in our second,
I feel there is something wrong with what I said. moving on.
In our second to last piece of news. Or third to last, in another piece of news.
yeah, that's a really weird way to say that. Like, wow.
Well, because usually in, like, properly produced shows, they have, like, a semi-decent segue, or at least a segue so bad that it kind of works.
Or here, what they call a segue, bad. Which I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Here, we're just bad and can't do that things. In another piece of news.
Speaking of bad and can't do things, right?
There you go. That's perfect. I should just let you do the show by yourself. Overwatch World Cup. They have a logo that's been around for quite some time now. It is their official logo for the Overwatch World Cup. And how US laws work, basically. They send this logo in to a commission. And the commission says, hey, companies at large, if you have a problem with this, you have so many days, I believe in this case it's 30 days, to respond and say, hey, we take issue with this thing. Right at the end of that, of those 30 days, the MLB, not the MBA, as Jacob thought, being a super sports person, the MLB, Major League Baseball, said, hey, we might take issue with this logo. Looking at the Overwatch World Cup logo, or the Owl logo.
Yep.
No, World Cup. World Cup? Overwatch League.
The Overwatch League logo.
Yes, not World the Overwatch Owl. World Cup. The Overwatch League, the Owl logo, looks strikingly similar to the Major League Baseball one. It is very, very obviously inspired by it. Whether or not the similarity is enough to confuse consumers into mistaking one product over the other, which is kind of what this commission and these kind of laws regulate. I wouldn't think that, but then again, I know what an Overwatch is, whereas maybe Sports Fan 76 might not.
This article also points out that there are other logos that look like it, and so it's like, if those aren't a problem, then this shouldn't be a problem.
Yes. You're absolutely right. I don't think this is going to be an issue for Blizzard. It does seem weird to me. Just because, like you said, Taylor, it is, like, there are lots of logos that have this. It almost seems like, and I don't think this is going to go anywhere. This is either, for me, Major League Baseball, and also I am no expert in this sort of legal stuff. Major League Baseball either is like, hey, like, we have to put a claim on this because it is so similar and it is such a big company. It's just for legal reasons. It's not going to lead to anything. Kind of like what Nintendo does with all their legal suit BS. Or it's Major League Baseball saying, hey, this Blizzard thing, it's pretty hot. It might even be competing with our stuff. Let's see if we can, you know, kind of throw some wrenches into their gears.
But also to defend Nintendo as a diehard Nintendo fan, trademark works as if you don't protect it, you'll lose it. You have to protect it by law.
Not that I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but we don't really have the time for it on this show. But as far as I understand, many companies, that is true, that is absolutely true, but many companies aren't quite as litigious as Nintendo. But to also defend Nintendo, people really like their stuff, and there's a lot of people doing homages or more. So it's really hard to tell, but you can't deny they take down a lot of really, really cool stuff, and it's kind of upsetting.
Well, it's because Nintendo wants to do that cool stuff, maybe. Or reserve the right to do it themselves.
Listen, when they make Pokemon Snap 2, all's forgiven. Until then, give me Pokemon Snap 2. Getting back to Overwatch.
Sidetrack.
It's like we're nerds or something. Getting back to Overwatch, yeah.
It's like we don't know how to consistently talk about a certain thing.
No, this show basically should be called Over Tangent, the Tangent Cast.
I don't know. There's not enough tangents in there. Speaking of, the subtitle should be about something else completely.
Oh boy. That's pretty much that for that news. I did find it interesting. I didn't really see the similarities between the two until I saw it, mainly because, again, not a sports guy.
I didn't see the similarities until I actually looked at the logos.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah.
But huh. I'm just saying, like, I feel like some people would have seen that and immediately been like, oh, they're pulling from MLB. But it went way over my head. I did not notice. If you've ever wondered how the end cards are tabulated in Overwatch, basically those little cards that say, hey, you got the most kills or you did this much healing. One of the lead designers for that system, Scott Mercer, principal designer is his title, went on the forums to kind of clarify how these rules work for the system. The post is linked in our show notes if you want to look at it. And basically it says some of the highlights from it that I thought were pretty interesting was that in order for you to show up on the title cards, that stat that you got has to be the highest out of everyone in the game. And they basically do this for social engineering purposes, where if you were doing really well as a certain character, let's say you got more kills than Mercy typically gets, they would give you the card in this hypothetical system. They would give you the card, but someone who actually got the most kills in the game would look at it, see you got less, and say like, oh, I should have gotten that. I got the most kills. This system is broken. So they balance everything out. It also goes into how they can't adjust the weighting for, let's say, eliminations on a per hero basis. Because essentially it would kind of it would change up all of the characters' weighting systems. I didn't quite understand that part of the forum post. If you guys want to email us and kind of clarify it for me, but
and I can't be bothered to read it and tell Jacob what it means.
To tell Jacob he's wrong.
Exactly.
But it was a pretty interesting read. The parts that I understood, and I would encourage you guys to look at it if you've ever wondered, hey, why wasn't I up on the board? I thought I did real well.
It turns out, get good.
The last big thing that happened in the Overwatch sphere is the Doomfist comic came out. It is called Masquerade.
I want to call it the Doomfist comic. Is it called? It's just a comic, and it features Doomfist.
Yeah, but I mean, it's got Doomfist as one of the central characters, if not the central character.
I guess they do put Overwatch Doomfist on it.
Yeah.
God damn them.
They know which side of the bread they're butters. Whatever.
The one that's on the floor.
Yeah. I thought it was, they always fall butter side up.
Yeah. They know which side is buttered. The one that's on the floor.
The one that's not on the floor.
No.
Mythbusters! Da-da-da! Doofus no, comic.
So the butter is always on the floor.
I mean, maybe in my house.
Yeah. There's a comic we should be talking about.
Krathoom is the first words of the comic as Doomfist smashes through his prison cell.
That's not... That's onomatopoeia. You gotta say it for what it is.
Krathoom! Honestly, it sounds like Marvel's newest character.
No, it doesn't. You don't know
one
any...
thing...
You don't know... You know nothing of Riri Williams!
You're right, I don't.
It's probably not the newest anymore.
One thing that struck me right off the back with this comic, and it's great, and if you guys have any opinions on it, I would encourage you guys to email them to us, owoverwatch@gmail.com.
I will email you it, and it's okay.
The one thing that I noticed about this, and it confused me, and thankfully Taylor kind of explained this, I had thought that Doomfist was an amputee. I thought he lost his arm, and that the Doomfist is covering up essentially a stub. I was incorrect in that. He does have both arms. Taylor, could you clarify for anyone who was also in my position about what happened there?
Okay, so anyone who hasn't read his Heroes page on the Overwatch website, I recommend you do that, because it really gives a really good summary of his story, and Jacob should probably read it.
It would really help anyone who is currently actively doing an Overwatch podcast.
Yeah. But, so he lost his arm, but then he got a cybernetic arm that made him better. And this was a while before the Doomfist. And essentially, he kept getting more augmented. He seems more machine than man now. And so the Doomfist itself, when he got it, it's more a weapon on top of his arm. Overwatch released a video about the development of Doomfist, or Hero Preview Doomfist, and they have a really nice shot of him without the Doomfist, and you can see his cybernetic arm, and they talk about how his arm was enhanced so it can even, like, wield the Doomfist. Because the Doomfist is not insignificant.
It's a hefty piece of kit, by the looks of it.
Yeah.
Righty.
So Jacob's like, why does he have two arms? It's because Jacob doesn't read.
Jacob can't read, as we learned.
I'm so sorry.
I
didn't know.
I really don't know how I've managed to get away with so much. Right. Getting into the actual meat of the comic. Besides the fact that Doomfist has meat on his hands. I don't know where I was going with that, but it's out there now.
Like, I had a stray thought about it, but...
Yeah, I also had that stray thought, and then it came out my mouth, and it really shouldn't have.
Really shouldn't have, no.
What did you think of the comic?
As I said in my email, it's okay.
I haven't read your email yet. As I've said, I can't read.
That's true. Then why are we... Why are people sending us emails if you can't read them?
SEO.
Okay. I think it's one of those ominous things where we don't get a lot of information. It's just sort of hints at information. And it's like, man, it'd be cool if we knew information.
Man, it'd be cool if Overwatch was more than a collection of hints. Yeah, I mean, it's making us sound pretty cynical. Also, I'm looking at the picture of Widowmaker sniping Mondatta, and she is so far away. Not that I'm being like super critical or that I hated what Overwatch is doing with their comics. Like, I do like them. They're pretty fun, especially recently. Some of the older ones were like, eh, but recently they've been getting pretty good.
It's better than the McCree one. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, McCree and. I think I blocked out all the other ones.
There was a Bastion one that minorly moved the story forward.
Yeah, that one was not atrocious. And then the Symmetra one was okay. The Ana one, I did not like the Ana one.
But that was actually the largest step forward until now.
Until now, indeed. Yes, so in the comic book, we learn more about how Talon is structured. Again, that is some of that is covered in Doomfist's bio page, but we get to see some faces of who Talon is run by, which was pretty cool.
Maximilian Pegasus, not Pegasus.
I thought it was Maximilian. It's Maximilian something. Is that the robot? Is that the cool Satan robot?
Yes, it is what Jacob lovingly calls the Satan robot.
The Satan mobster robot.
It's a Omnic who has bits of metal on him to look like hair. And he looks pretty neato. He wears a suit.
With some sort of symbol on his chest. We were trying to figure out what that symbol on his chest is. I think it's some sort of Japanese. I think this character may be part of the Yakuza. I'm basing this off of literally nothing but three slashes on his chest.
And him, Jacob saying, we were trying to figure out, it's being very generous. I just said, it's three lines, it could be anything.
I looked at it, I formulated a vast web of conspiracy theories, and then we're here now.
If you remember back to Sombra's comic, where the web of connections, that's Jacob's mind always.
Yep. No words, though, again.
Can't you wouldn't read. Be able to read them.
I feel like I should apologize to people who are actually illiterate for reasons, but regardless.
It's something we all suffer through, and with Jacob's help, we can all come through in the end. I believe in all of us.
That's great.
Never and give up.
Captain Planet.
Don't bring him here. He's copyrighted.
Well, the MLB or the what did I say the NBA, they're gonna come down on us for trademark infringement.
Yeah, something like that.
I did like some of the stuff that we see in this comic. We got some different languages in this. We actually had to spend some time translating that to see if any of it was of interest. It wasn't, but it was.
I told them that it wasn't at the beginning, and they just went on.
We had to make sure.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did. I was extremely curious to see if there was anything of interest in there.
No, you know why I know there was nothing interest in that text? Because there's nothing of interest in any text. Boom! No, I'm joking. I just wanted to make that true. Joke.
There was at least one thing that you really liked in this comic.
Well, like, I mean, there are a few neat things. Like, that guy died.
Yes. That man who we were introduced to literally a panel ago.
It's my second favorite character.
After the real leader of Talon?
No, after... the Reaper in this costume.
Right? He looks so cool. The first time I saw him, I was reading this on my phone. I thought they gave him revolver shotguns, and I was so all about that. I was so happy. And then I looked at it on the computer, and they were not revolver shotguns. I was less about that.
But I like how he doesn't care. He's like in this ridiculous costume. Straight up doesn't care.
It's so cool. It's so fluffy.
it's like great. At the end, him and the other council members, who are surprisingly, there's quite a few empty seats.
Well, I
he just sits down like a boss, doesn't even care. And that really speaks to me.
This cloak, it was black when I got it. It's red now.
I like to think someone tries to comment on it. He just shrugs. He's like, what?
He does the shrug. Floats away.
I'm really digging Talon with all this Talon stuff. I'm really starting to like Talon.
I can't remember who said it, but they were like,
we can attribute it to me.
Yeah, it was probably you, honestly. If it was smart, it was you. Or Marcin, honestly. It wasn't me, that's for sure. But they're really making Talon seem like a threat, especially with your actual favorite part of the comic book, which was the tidbit about Sombra.
Okay, so they reference essentially every other Talon thing we've seen Talon do.
Yes.
And...
all three of them.
Yeah. And so one of the cinematics, you might remember that they were trying to kill this Russian woman, and then Sombra was like, no, I'm not going to kill her. She's going to be my best friend.
Boop.
And then she was all like sneaky about it and secretive. Sneaky and night. Then she got away scot-free. Turns out Talon knew what she was doing, but they're just kind of like, eh, she's just doing her own thing. Whatever, it's fine.
I like some ambition in the people who are working under me. That was a pretty good line, honestly. Yeah, this comic really made Talon...
more competent.
More competent seeming. Since Reaper kind of took over as the face of Talon, things have been doing great. Apparently they've been making a lot of money, but their stock in the threatening space was kind of low. Doomfist is kind of here to change that, it looks like.
Reaper might not need to kill Tracer to become a credible threat.
They seem, especially the last page of the comic with them sitting in the room, they look threatening, especially, again, Satan mobster robot looks like a badass. He doesn't have his little lapel thing in that shot.
Do we chop that up to that's something he only wears in Monaco? He only wore that because Doomfist was in jail, or did the artist
got? I think that it was edited out just like your expletive.
I'm so sorry. I didn't
besides him, the shot where Reaper is sitting down, I want to say woman, but I really can't tell. I'm not going to assume their gender. The person all the way in the background with, like, they look like they came out of Star Wars. They look like a Darth something.
No, they don't.
They look so cool.
No. Okay, well, I mean, not going to comment how cool it is, but they don't look like from Star Wars.
I think they look, because it's
not blue with red eyes.
It looks to me like they have, like, I think it might just be, like, a beard or something, but it looks like they have, like, a faceplate under them, and every Darth needs a good faceplate.
No, it looks like he's Victorian-inspired, I'd say.
Yes, that is also true, but, man, he looks cool, whoever he is. And I'm sure we'll see him at some point.
I mean, he's okay. Snow Reaper.
But yeah, the other takeaway from this comic, at least for me, Taylor said that he didn't really care about this, was the line from Reaper where he says, speaking of which, I retrieved part of the Overwatch database. I've already taken a few names off the list. And this reminded me that Reaper has kind of been on a killing spree, specifically with former Overwatch agents. We did already know this. It was stated in, I believe, his character bio that meant some of his victims were former Overwatch agents.
But also the reason why I said I didn't care.
Yes, because this was already known information. But for me, it brought it up again because I had forgotten about this fact. And it also reminded me that there are Overwatch agents that we potentially won't see because Reapers killed them, which I thought was very, very cool. It would also be interesting to, when we have flashbacks of certain characters, to know that they don't exist in the future because, again, Reaper killed them. It'll add interesting context to any future past comics.
Yeah, it's all very Incredibles-like.
I was going to say X-Men?
No, because, like, in the Incredibles, all the superheroes have been killed.
But X-Men is Days of Future Past.
And, like, if you look into it, it's, like, actually, like, horrifying, and it's like, Jesus. Like, there's one that could see the future, and you have to think, like, they tried to escape, but no matter what future they saw, they died, and it's like, oh, Jesus, fuck.
Which one was that?
Gazer? In the extra material, they, like, talked about the other superheroes and how they died.
That's dark. Yeah, oh, man, Incredibles is a pretty good movie. They're making two, right? Cool. So yes, good comic. Not the most substantial as with all of them, but still pretty good. Gave us a couple tidbits. And that pretty much wraps us up. Did you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
I like Doomfist as a character. I'm glad he's doing things. When they introduced him and talked to his story, I felt that he is going to push the narrative forward. We finally have a major villain and a major actual conflict, mm-hmm. and that makes things a lot easier to point down towards and the comic release seems to point to that direction, so I look forward to seeing what they release further.
Yeah, it really helps a story along to have both Crisis and antagonists.
Yeah.
Yep. Coolio. In that case, I'll start wrapping up the show. If you like what you heard here today, I thought today was a pretty good episode. We had some good words coming out of mouths.
I feel you shouldn't talk about that in the show. That's an after show discussion.
No. People have to know once they hear it. People can't recognize quality, and this was some quality stuff.
Wow, just insulting our
If you like being insulted here today, please consider subscribing or giving us a rating on iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. iTunes reviews really help out the show. They kind of boost us up in the rankings and let more people see, which means more people will listen to the show, which is good for us. If you would like to follow us on Twitter, you can do so at OW_Overtime. And if you'd like to send us any emails for the show, which can be read out at your wish, that's owovertime@gmail.com. For me and Taylor, we'll see you guys next time.
We should talk about we should end on Doomfist comic because there's the most meat there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be our discussion for the day.
Yeah, okay. I was confused at reading the headline. You said it was baseball, but you put the Major Basketball of America.
Oh, what's MLB?
Yeah, it's right there.
I'm not a sports person.
I knew that that was, or that looked more like the basketball acronym than the baseball.
I've never really watched sports. I'm very bad at sports. Go sports.
I think you actually like made up that. It's NBA and L and
I made up a new acronym. Yeah,
no one's used those three letters in that sequence before.